Welcome back. You have entered the YFT Lounge with your hosts, Freddie P. I Am Nation and CJ. How you been? Did you miss us? Join us as we enter the sensual, astrological.
Hey, I'll be right there. I'm making some drinks in the back.
Hey.
It's a lot of drinks.
It's nothing like some smooth jazz, man.
It's a lot of drinks. Hold on. Making some for the audience,
hey,
too.
Man. We got a lot going on in the studio today.
Right, here I go.
What's good, y'all? What's up?
We can't take nothing seriously.
What's good with y'all, man? Hey, shout out to the Live City audience.
Oh, my gosh. Hey.
Appreciate y'all. Hey.
Oh, wow.
Thunderous applause. I appreciate y'all.
Sheesh. We was gone for 2 weeks.
That's what I'm talking about.
We apologize.
Right?
We ain't gonna try to do that again.
We were gone. For us, it's been 2 weeks. To y'all, you probably have listened to us weekly at this point. So, but we've had a lot of episodes in the vault. We're like 7 episodes deep, possibly.
Let me find out you watching consistently every week.
We love y'all.
Let me find out.
Appreciate you.
All love over here. But yeah, we have a lot of episodes in the vault, so like the episodes that come out aren't current.
Yeah, we just released episode 1 yesterday.
Let's go.
Which for historical purposes was June 26th.
Studio audience, how y'all feeling about that? You know what I mean? First audience, you know what I'm saying? Y'all was a part of that too.
We appreciate y'all. Y'all been day ones.
We appreciate the support each and every week.
Beautiful.
Yes, absolutely. Oh shit. Oh damn it. Fuck. I'm trying not to curse them.
Oh, I was like, what?
I was trying not to curse. I was doing a good job of it at first.
That was hilarious.
She was like, remember
that episode of SpongeBob?
All that cussing.
I am a sailor.
Get those loaded too.
That's crazy because they were actually cussing.
Yeah.
It's just like,
have you heard them clips?
No.
I haven't either.
I
have not heard those clips. It's a lot going on under the sea apparently though.
Yo, you know let's get
You know what I mean? Great transition, you know what I mean?
As we Nation had mentioned, yesterday was June 26th. Today is June 27th. As we are recording. And if you don't remember what is going on at this time in the world, those 5 billionaires just were presumed dead in their voyage to see the sunken Titanic in a tin can submarine. To my knowledge, controlled by a PS4 controller.
An idiot sandwich.
Idiot sandwich what?
Before I get into my thoughts, how do y'all feel? How do y'all feel about this? Because,
you know.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
I think the first thing I actually said about it was when I was out at the at that Sonic event. And I was just like, first thing I actually said about that was like, you know, RIP to the people that died, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, I'm sure somebody had somebody that cared about them, you know.
Yikes.
At the end of the day. But it was like, nobody, to me, it was like two sides. One, it was like, nobody said you know, that's not a good idea. Nobody, none of your friends around, any of y'all was like, hey, that looks kind of sketchy. Or even when you got there, common sense didn't kick in and go, no?
As my aunt.
Probably not.
As my aunt always says, common sense ain't that common.
Very true. And the other side was like, it low-key sound like a setup.
Ooh, conspiracy.
You know, I, just throwing it out there, I'm not saying this is real or not, but I was like, I feel like you don't, there are stupid or ignorant rich people. That having money doesn't make you smart. But who's to say they weren't, I don't know, investors in something?
Almost right? Definitely. They're billionaires. I'm sorry, continue.
Right? They're billionaires. And who's to say somebody didn't walk them to that submarine knowing that they weren't coming back up? Mm. I mean, unfortunately for the, what was it, the son? That was also aboard?
Yeah, that was the one person I felt bad for.
And right? Apparently he was the only one with some sense.
He only went to appease his dad for Father's Day.
Because I heard he spoke up and said, hey, this don't look right.
Wasn't he 19, 18, 19?
18, 19, yeah.
How is it that the 18-year-old got more sense than all... Anyway.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
This is why I plan on raising my kids to understand that even though you are younger than me, that does not mean I'm always right or anybody older than you is always right. If something feels off, say something.
Whether they listen to you or not.
Right. It's like people want kids to like have that common sense, but they don't want them to start saying stuff. So I'm like, nah, in that instance, say something. That's the difference between life and death.
I'm just not going to go. And dad, I'm going to encourage you to also not go. Exactly. I'm going to be honest. Why, even before they went down, why was it such a big deal? Because there is something going on.
I mean, if you was going to spend that kind of money, why not get a nicer sub?
Not a legit tin can.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Apparently that shit imploded. And I've seen the videos of shit imploding. I've seen the same ones
you saw too.
I don't mean to be funny when I say this, but them niggas dead if that is exactly what happened. Like, yeah. That's fucking insane. Apparently, it's now the size of a baseball. Like, it imploded into the size of a baseball. Like, that's why they can't find it. Because if a submarine of that size were to implode like that, it would be this big. I'm sorry, size of baseball for the people listening.
You don't want to find that, if that's the case.
Yeah.
You don't.
At all.
You really don't.
Guts everywhere.
Yeah.
Somebody make an anime out of that. That would be one brutal.
Said, I don't mean to be funny, but.
My dark humor kicks in, man.
You know, I'm going to be honest, and this may be. I'm going to blame reality TV.
Uh-oh.
Been watching that culture. A lot more recently.
Oh, you taking a break from Tubi?
Yeah.
I'm taking a break from reality? Wow.
Yeah.
And I've just been seeing a lot of people make dumb decisions and be in situations that they just don't have to be in. And I don't feel sorry for those people. So I feel like it would be hypocritical of me. Condolences. But I can't feel sorry for you because you chose to do that. I could have took one look in that little box and be like, you know what? Nah.
Yeah. And this is exactly what, like, the middle class talks about when we say that rich people misplace their money. Because each of y'all paid $250,000 to your own deaths, essentially, when you could just be doing so much to make the world a better place. And granted, not that that's everybody's responsibility, but it's like when people say eat the rich, it's just kind of like y'all don't care about anything but yourselves anyway. Y'all not doing anything to make the world that we're in better. You got all this money and you just use it for yourself.
And worse than that, you did it to see a sunken ship.
That has been sunken for decades.
Unless y'all are relatives of people who has, you know, passed away there or something to that nature, which I doubt. You spent that money in the first place to see a sunken ship. That was going to add no value to your life.
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever. I saw the Titanic.
Congratulations. Do you think, you know what's so crazy, though? I'm so sorry. I shouldn't be making jokes. But they really up close and personal with them now. With everybody that was on that boat. Enemy spotted. Oh, I'm sorry.
And they cooking him too.
Shit, for real. They already got a song.
No.
They already got a song.
I know them people cooking them too. Yo, why did you kind of visit us?
Right. They spirits are like, y'all are really fucking dumb.
Go over there. Don't talk to us.
You know what I just thought about?
What?
Okay. Back to the conspiracy theory for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Who confirmed that it imploded?
I think it was, I know the actual term isn't seaologist, but, whoever manages like, or works in the field of science of the sea and mechanics and all of that, mm-hmm. just, I think it got confirmed that because of the water pressure, how deep they were when they lost contact mm-hmm. and, the actual material. Of the submarine.
Yeah.
And all of that.
And that sound they picked up.
Mm.
It was like a sound they had picked up through sonar that had like.
Yeah.
Y'all don't want to know how deep my rabbit hole goes. You know, conspiracy theories. Because I think all this shit is
it's crazy. Like it seems like not a this really
shit
rushed in, job.
I mean like this shit.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That's why I was like, okay, well, if it's not something that like we see or they have like evidence that they just giving out willy nilly, right? Who's to say they also, again, didn't get put in that sub and get picked up on their way to go to see, you know, the Titanic by something else underwater?
Mm.
That nobody wanted no one to know about.
Exactly.
But, like, I remember.
And now they dead, so nobody gonna go looking for them.
I guess so. I guess that could be it, too. I did see a diagram of, like, how low actual humans and just, like objects can go into sea level, how deep
mm-hmm.
before shit goes bad, and like just where shit should reside. And it was way, 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 way below where shit should reside in the sea.
I mean, you need stuff, you need special equipment to be in the air. So I don't know. Once again, going back to this point of why y'all got in that soda can and expected.
Oh, no. Not the soda can. You and these drink references, man.
Lord, have mercy. We must stay focused, brothers.
We must stay focused, brothers. Saw a video. This guy was like, it was a stitch because this one woman was like, you know what? You know what isn't under the sea or wouldn't go under the sea? And this one guy was like, black people, they would not be in that shit. We wouldn't. We've learned.
Hey, want to go see the Titanic? No.
The movie? I mean, that shit like 4 hours long, ain't it? I don't know if I want to do that.
I'm good.
Like, even watching
you're not
the
movie. My friend if you brought that idea to me.
That is crazy.
I haven't even seen the movie.
That's funny because I saw something that was very similar to that, but they like phrased the first part differently. So your answer was different. And it was like, you know, who's not underwater and it was, or something like that. Right. And it was the same answer was black people. But there was a third stitch to that. And it was like, well, wouldn't you like to know there are black people underwater? Like,
yeah.
If you want. Right.
That. I mean, we still there. We below the tide.
My bones is what a beach is white. What a beach is white. Because they bleach is right. Shout out Lupe Fiasco.
Hey.
Man, a whole song about that.
Like, it's
y'all don't want to talk about that, though.
Y'all really don't.
Mamma mia.
It was like, is that where all the storms go from?
Speaking of storms, because it really has been like a bad like couple weeks for the sea. There was a Royal Caribbean cruise that got swamped in to this massive storm, And literally, like, the lawn chairs were flying across the deck, hitting people. People are flying across.
Like, it was actually, outside?
Well, yeah, it's a cruise ship. Like, they just kind
of,
like...
Did it come out of nowhere? Like,
apparently, I think so.
It better hack it.
Nah, that should have been, like... Because ain't no way...
Well, even then, like, when I went on my cruise, like, it was raining and people were still, we were still outside in the jacuzzi and shit.
I mean, that's rain.
Yeah, like, but if you see the wind, but typhoony, like.
I'm going in the cabin.
That's what I mean. Like, if it was just rain. Ooh. But that's what I mean. If it was just rain, then, like, you know, yeah, you would stay out there.
Right.
It's just rain, but that wind probably came out of nowhere.
First gust I'm feeling.
Yeah.
So I am back in the cabin.
Anything over like 5 to 10 miles an hour that like move me? Oh yeah.
Yeah, if anything moved me, it's time to go back to the cabin.
Well, I think that's what started to happen, because the thing about it, cruise ships, you literally just sit around. You're not really moving unless you're literally walking from one end to the other. You're not really standing.
You know what I thought about? I think, well, correct me if I'm wrong, I might be spoiled because we watch One Piece. don't they have people on the boat that watch for shit like that?
Not like...
They have instruments that check for weather changes and like stuff like that on board?
They should. And that's the other thing, though. You also got to know people. We're talking about the submarine shit. We already know that people don't have common sense and people don't listen. So what could have happened... was that they did make an announcement saying, hey, we're about to hit a storm.
Right.
And nobody moved because people, like, even look at COVID.
Dummy.
With people, they said, stay inside for everybody's health and safety so people don't die. People fucking rioted and did not listen. And LA was a shit show during COVID.
I was just like this.
Bro, I remember where I was when I first heard about COVID.
I was out.
I was at work.
I was at the gym.
I was at a bar the night before shutdown.
Niggas was outside.
I was still working for Honda. I'm here answering calls and shit.
Niggas was outside.
Nah, we can't help with this payment. You know, I'm sorry. Goodbye.
No, like,
hey, what the fuck?
I was out
on the treadmill. Whoa. Dog. It was on. You know how like you on the treadmill and then there's a TV.
Yeah.
That's where the shit was. It was like that first boat. That was on the news, like they had to drop in and like the first boat that was in the water that had COVID on it.
I think that was a Carnival cruise ship.
Yep. Every
major catastrophe got caught. No, I'm just kidding.
Ever since high school, I have a bad habit of checking Yahoo News because I check my email often. And I always
Why did you do this to yourself?
I would always see the headlines. I'm like, oh, you know, I would click at least one. So that's how I found out. I found out through Yahoo headlines.
I think, bruh. I forgot how I found out, but it was one of those things my grandmother knew way before. My grandmother knew by the end of 2019.
Honestly, you know, I still feel like I think I got it twice, but the first time I felt like was before it was even a thing.
Yeah.
Because it was December 2019. It's the worst That's sickness I'd ever felt. I'm like, oh, this is it.
The end of 2019 was when it actually came, like, at least over here.
And I remember people was talking about that, like, I think 6 months in. It's like, you know, I felt something way worse, you know, even before this happened.
Yeah, right before, yep.
That's when I felt it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew a couple of people that were like,
remember
that
when they said
I was in Oregon.
Wow. Remember when they said that should be 2 weeks?
Fam.
Then it was another 2 weeks. It was like, oh, okay,
well,
cool.
I mean.
No, then they said 2 months.
But they no one stayed inside.
Nobody. That's my exact point.
I was inside.
Me too.
I was getting paid.
I was getting dubs. I was getting dubs on Warzone. That's what I was doing.
I was getting paid being at the crib,
money
boy.
In the bank. Thank you, unemployment.
I was rejecting people's claims in my bed.
Oh, my gosh. That probably felt so good.
It did. Because they was always lying.
He is in bed. Get a call. Turnover. Huh? No. Click.
Turn back over. Have a meeting. This was before Zoom.
Yeah.
Zoom came around, so we just in a phone call meeting.
Exactly. You don't have to get out of bed. Act like you awake. You just click mute.
Mute. Chilling.
You kind of listening to see if they saying something. No. Click.
Honestly.
And it was perfect if you'd already been there a while, because you usually know what the memes were about anyway.
Right. Man, what?
Nah, I completely lost my job because I worked at a, at the time I was at a candle company. I was a production assistant.
Oh, what? Damn.
You was making candles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on.
Not my recipe. I was literally just making sure it looked pretty. That was the job I had.
Okay.
And so it was very boutique, very small. Like, literally only four people worked there. Only four other people besides the two owners worked there. I have a habit of working for small companies.
She don't like that corporate bull.
Even though I still deal with the corporate bull, I just, you know, it's always small companies.
Right.
Okay. But yeah, I lost my, not lost, but it was just like, hey, we can't come in. And I think I went in twice. Yeah, I went in like twice during COVID to do something. Then it was just like, yeah, no.
We've been upside down ever since.
I'm sorry. I'm getting $1,400 every 2 weeks.
Man, bring that back.
I'm about to say, you know what I'm mad about? I'm mad I didn't quit my job and get on unemployment. Because I remember my sister was telling me how much she was making. I'm like, yo, you're making more than me.
Yo.
And I'm a manager. I was a manager at my
PPP.
I just started making more than what I made during unemployment.
Should have got that PPP.
I'm like, yo,
we would have been done by now.
Fam.
I should have got a PPP.
Bro.
We would have been done for it. Like, it would have been over.
That's my question. When are people going to get caught for that shit?
They not. It's over.
Oh no, I feel like wait 5 years.
They own RICO charges for rappers now. It's done.
Damn.
Yeah, the PPP era is over.
It's done. They got away with it.
If you ain't got caught yet, enjoy your millions.
Right. Because Uncle Sam don't play about getting their money back. So if you slid already, you good.
Damn. Damn. Damn, missed out on the
bag. I'm still mad about GameStop.
What? Bro, what GameStop?
I missed out on I missed out on that by one fucking week.
Everybody was on stocks like Forex this and pyramid scheme that. And
I didn't have the money the week before when it was blowing up. I was like, next week I'm gonna have like $20. I'll get a return on it. It died the week after.
Damn.
That was. I watched that happen in real time.
I'm like,
that was
crazy. It would have for sure been done by now.
Shout out to Mr. Ranks from our old high school, because I actually understood stocks and he taught it. So watching stuff like that was super cool, and seeing everybody kind of bandwagon on the paying attention to stocks was like, yo, it's high key meat riding, and that's crazy.
Yo.
I mean, like, cool, educate yourselves, but like, now, yeah. You don't hear nobody talking about Forex no more, huh?
Yikes. Yeah. When's the fucking, what was them fucking called? What's them picture ones?
NFTs?
Yes. Them shits died.
That's still, I'm going to be honest. You know, like it.
Bored apes.
Them shits died.
Bubble coat.
Like
Bubble goose. That's what it was. That's what.
The picture is how much you think it's worth.
Right.
$0. So I'm giving you money for what I think it's worth.
Y'all got niggas like Chris Brown making shit. They had dancers. I follow the dance community. They had dancers making NFTs. I'm like, yo, niggas really in this for something that's only going to last about 3 months.
Yeah, that shit ain't going nowhere, bro.
Bro, the NBA had NFTs. MLB had NFTs.
I still don't understand the fucking purpose and the concept. You own a picture. Fucking immaculate.
It's how much you think it's worth.
But like, and that's the stupid thing, because what?
Shout out to everybody paid.
That's the part, because it's art. Let's just call it what it is. It's art.
I mean, we make
art. And art is subjective to the viewer.
You damn
what
right.
What one person thinks is fucking immaculate, the other person thinks it's absolute trash. Hence, you One Piece haters. I am not letting y'all slide.
She transitioned that in there so
we don't get this once a week.
That is a crazy force. That is a crazy reach right
You
there.
See the blanket.
If you're not watching this.
You see the blanket.
That is an insane.
Got the whole flag on right now.
You damn right. Straw hats for fucking life, nigga.
She repping her gang.
Hell yeah.
She putting on for her set.
Gang.
I always got to represent my husband. Are you kidding me? I always got to represent my husband. It's Mrs. Roanora Zoro. Thank you very much.
He was just a ball player looking for a cheerleader.
Listen, listen, we got GPS tracking because, you know, he get lost. I got to make sure my baby's safe.
She going to rep for the pirate hunter and rep for the team.
Absolutely. Ride or die over here. Actually, no, I'm a ride. We not dying.
She, we going to stay safe. I like that.
She never switching sides.
Like that.
Oh, never switch up. Are you kidding me? That's never my man. That's my second husband, and he's only my second husband because Itachi, my first husband, has passed. I am a widow. Thank you very much. But I still rep him, too. I got an Akatsuki Cloud tattoo on my fucking foot. I ride hard.
One Piece hasn't gotten a tattoo treatment yet.
Oh, we're getting there. Trust me, it's in the plans. It's in the fucking plans. I'm trying to wait for my cousins because I want to get a tattoo with them because we all love One Piece. And I'm thinking of, like, I want to do the hats, Ace, Sabo, and Luffy's hats, in each of us get one of those hats tatted, but they don't.
That's fire.
They just got their first tattoos like a couple years ago. And I've had tattoos since I was 18.
That is fire.
And they only have like the one or the two. Uh-huh. And I have 13. And
tatted up.
Oh yeah, I love tatted me some tattoos. So I'm trying to convince them to get another tattoo with me. Cousins, please, 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 please.
Do it.
Please
do it.
Let's do it. Please
do it.
I'm trying to get like you,
man. I'm addicted at this point,
bro. Anime tattoo.
I get one. So I'm sorry, bad. Mom, if you're listening to this. I'm praying you don't listen to this. But I get one every year.
No, we want you to listen.
No, we don't.
We do.
Yeah, I know that. I know my parents are gonna like when I say this, but man, the sleeve. I'm about to get me.
When I tell you,
get some color in that bit.
My parents already know this is hard.
I'm experimenting with color and everything.
When she tell you,
I'm having some fun.
Watch, I got you.
My mom, I told my mom that I had, when I told her I had tattoos, I told her that I had already five. I already had five tattoos when I told her that I had tattoos. And I was in college, she was upset, of course. Of course, she was upset, and she made me promise. She's like, "You promise me you will not get any more tattoos with my money," because she supported me through college. I didn't work; she supported me through college. I'm like, you know what? I can promise you that. I got another tattoo, but it wasn't with her money. I am a woman of my word. I keep my promises, right. And so she, she found out. She found out about the other tattoo. She's like, I thought we talked about this. And I said, well, you said not to get another tattoo with your money. I didn't get this with your money. This was a gift. And she's like, you know what I meant. She's like, you got to promise me you're not getting another tattoo.
Nah.
And I was like, you know what, Mom?
That is crazy.
I love you, but I cannot promise you that.
No.
I cannot promise you that. She just found out about my sternum tattoo recently on FaceTime because I was wearing a low cut shirt because I work from home. So I'd be in my jammies. I think I was in this onesie, but I just had it zipped down a little bit, a lot of bit, because I'm home. We don't do Zoom calls in my job.
Exposed.
I'll be in my onesie.
Hey, if you say not with my money, then it's not with your money. I mean,
it's not with your money.
Hey,
these are your stipulations.
Hey,
I'm playing your game.
Hey,
these are your rules.
Right. And so yeah, but I get one around my birthday every year as a little gift to me.
Oh, okay.
Because also I'm an October baby. You know, if you have tattoos, you know you can't have them exposed to the sun. You can't get them soaked. So that means no pool, no jacuzzi, basically like no summer activities. So if you plan on being outside in the summer is not a good time to get a tattoo. Right. You also can't sweat either. So it's like it fucks with the healing process. And that's for at least 3 weeks.
Damn. Okay.
So I get it around my birthday in October.
These was crazy.
So like, cause I'm
crucial
not going
swimming.
I'm not going swimming.
You don't have any?
No.
Oh, virgin skin.
I know what the first one's gonna be. I just that's another reason why I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, no, I feel it. I'm working on getting perfectly symmetrical. I'm 3 tattoos away from like having a perfectly symmetrical canvas.
See, now she fucking with me.
Yeah.
See, cause I always had it figured out in my mind since I was a kid. I was like, if I get tattoos, I was always gonna have a left sleeve. And I was always gonna have a half sleeve on my right arm. But I also always liked being like symmetrical.
Yes, sir.
But I don't know. I might keep the right sleeve. But like anime tattoos, or just tattoos in general. It was like a Medusa tattoo on my forearm.
Ooh.
Right? That was pretty much take up all of this. But I had my sister's face imposed over the original one. And then I had the snake, or the snakes customized into Black Mambas for Kobe.
Oh.
Right? When I find the photo, I'll send it to y'all. But yeah, that was my forearm piece. And then I think I came up with this on Sunday too. I already have a B on my shoulder because I have an L and a B. Those were my first tattoos that were for Long Beach. Those were the first tattoos I knew I was ever going to get. And I was like, I wanted to start my sleeve on my shoulder after my forearm piece, but I didn't know where to go. And I was like, I want to get Ace's tattoo. Yeah!
I'm sorry, bro. On my shoulder. Yeah, nigga. Fuck yeah, nigga. Hell yeah.
I was like, I wanted to get this dude. This dude. This dude. I wanted to get Ace's symbol on his arm tattooed on mine. And
hell
I thought
yeah.
That was symbolic because I was like, I also wanted to get Luffy's scar tattooed on my chest.
Ooh.
So I thought it was kind of symbolic that I randomly thought of that, and I was like, I would get Luffy's brother and my sister on the same arm.
Aww.
Right wrist, I get her name and her birthday. It was like, that was my best friend, so like, right hand. And then, if anybody is familiar with the Gundam series, my favorite one was G Gundam. And they had like a like playing cards kind of theme to their main characters.
Oh.
And it was like a Joker, Queen, Ace, Jack, and King of Hearts. And King of Hearts was like, that was the one that I really liked. So that's also what I'm going to get.
Shut the fuck up, because you know I got a Queen of Hearts tattoo on me.
Really?
Yes. It's on my wrist.
Mm. Oh, that's crazy.
It's not for Gundam, though.
I got it. Oh, yeah.
It's not for Gundam, though.
So I might have to send it to you, but yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
Shoot, I was about to get this. I'm about to get this covered up. Oh. But, shoot, give me a purpose to keep it. That's going to be money.
Hey, I'll send you the rest of them. You might like one of those.
Hell yeah, I'm down.
I'm looking for the rest of the Shuffle Alliance. If anybody else got that Gundam tats, I'm looking for you.
Hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah. No, that's crazy.
That's fire.
Yeah. If you get that King of Hearts tattoo, that'd be fucking hilarious.
I'm telling you, it's a fire tat. I'm telling you.
I believe it, though.
That shit's gonna hurt, though.
Yeah. You know what, though? It's so interesting because most of my tattoos are on my bones.
These were enough.
The wrist hurt the worst. I have a tattoo along my entire sternum. I have the rib cage under boobs, rib cage on the sides, and both hips. And my fucking foot. You know that part of the foot where it's like below that little knob? Like, but in little crevasses?
Little knob? Like, you mean your ankle?
No, yeah, okay, whatever. Leave me alone. But it's like right there by the Achilles.
Boy!
Leave me alone. Right there by the Achilles. I got it right there. Out of all... Leave me alone, Freddy. Out of all the tattoos...
Hey, yo, what the fuck?
Lord have mercy. We must stay focused, brothers.
You know somebody clipped that. You know that's getting clipped. You know that's getting
let's go.
You're gonna make me look like a fucking idiot. Anyway, I mean, shit.
And it's gonna go crazy.
Yo, leave me alone. But anyway, out of all the tattoos I have, the wrist hurt the worst.
I'm changing her name in my phone to Lil Nas. Oh my gosh. I'm doing it right now.
No!
I'm doing it on camera.
Oh my gosh. I'm doing it on camera. Damn, I set myself up. Anyway. Y'all cooking me.
Another one.
Let's just get to today's fucking topic, okay? I'm tired of this. Oh my gosh.
CJ has left the chat.
Oh my gosh. Hold up. I gotta make sure the cameras get this. Hold up.
Oh no.
CJ has left the chat.
If you're not watching, Freddie just got up to show that he changed my contact in his phone. Let me see. Lil Nob.
So we got Lil Nob and Chicken Breast Nation.
It's so funny. Like, my friend, I was screen sharing to show her a text message because that's what friends do. And she was like, damn, you ain't got no type of emojis next to my name. It's like, you ain't got no type of nicknames when you put people in your contacts. I'm like, no, how the fuck am I supposed to remember people? If I don't call you by your nickname, I'm not going to, like, put it in my phone.
Right.
And, like, you're Frederick in my phone. Mm-hmm. Because, like, when we first met, that's how you introduced yourself. I just never changed it to Freddie. I barely be saving numbers anyway.
Same.
Like,
it's just like, whatever helps you remember people, like, why does it matter?
I'm so sorry. There's somebody, like, he calls me often. It's a friend. And he calls me every now and then. I've had to memorize the last four of his number, like, four numbers of his phone number. Because I haven't saved his number yet.
And people are going to be like, she don't.
Oh, hey, 3259. I mean.
And it's just like, who's hey, this? Man. No, I did that a couple times.
Hey, you.
Dude. buddy.
I did that a couple times, and he was like, damn, you still ain't saved my number. I'm like, you know what? Because I just be busy, and my mind be going everywhere, so I forget to, like, save the contact. Especially when we, like, in the middle of conversation.
You keep calling.
Is she going to save my number? No.
No, I'm sorry. And that's not,
you're
like,
you're boring.
Not even that.
You're lame.
Mm-hmm.
You stink.
One of my really good.
You're ugly. You're broke. No motivation. Job's trash. Dead end. You're a loser. You're Squidward.
Oh, someone else has left the chat.
Oh my gosh, y'all are fucking killing me today. No, one of my really good friends.
Such a great episode already.
That's going to be a clip.
Super clip. I love it already.
Yo.
I need it.
One of my really good friends, she had gotten a new number. And then in that same week, she got a different number. So I didn't save her number for about a good 3 months.
Two numbers in less than a week? Like, yeah. That were active, or she just...
Like, hopped. Like, she hopped. She phone number hopped.
I am not surprised.
I didn't save the number for 3 months, and she knows this. I was like, girl, I didn't know if you were going to change it again, and I just didn't have the energy.
I'm not going to give out how long. I've had my number for a very long time.
Same.
I'm fortunate because I've known people that have had to change their numbers for various reasons.
Yeah.
That I've never had to do that because that's a lot.
Yeah, it is. Like, I've had the same number since I was 11. This has been my one and only phone number.
Same.
Don't call me.
Nah, for real. Like, I've
don't
had
call
my
me people
for a very long time. I think I've only had two numbers in my life.
But I feel that though, because I have a friend. Y'all have met him. He's recorded with us.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He would text me or call me from a new number like every couple months.
I'm not saving that shit. I'm just not.
Legit, every couple months it was a brand new number. So like, I just don't save them anymore.
Yeah, like,
and not, it's not because I don't want to, but it's like, you about to pop up with a new number. It take too much energy to save a number in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. So I only save numbers unless I have to. So it's like, if I got to send you a link to something from another app, you know, you can only do that with contacts saved unless you have that phone number memorized.
Right.
And yeah, it's like, oh, shit, that? I don't have it memorized.
People don't memorize numbers no more.
We're doing that anymore. I remember when I had to. We ain't doing that no more.
I remember a lot of numbers, but new numbers, like, nah.
Yeah.
Hell no. Fuck that. I remember my mom's number. My old home number, because that's what I use, like, for my rewards program.
I'm dead.
And my grandmother's.
Don't even remember house phones for real.
Grocery store?
Yeah,
I'm Ralph's. I'm dead, yo.
Ralph's yeah. Hell yeah.
That's hilarious.
Because you put it to the landline so you don't get the text messages.
Exactly. They don't even.
I still collect points from Ralph's using my own phone number.
Exactly, you guys.
I'll never be using them. Probably got a million points. Someone's like logged up.
Listen, you know what?
You can still access them right now?
Yeah.
They still have me put in my number, so they're going somewhere.
We haven't had that landline for definitely over a decade.
Boy, let's go get some stuff. Just to go get some stuff.
But you use it for anything.
Let's go use it then.
But it's just Ralph's Rewards.
I gotta find out what
you get discounts on groceries, nigga.
Let's go. Who don't need groceries?
Not from Ralph's.
Yeah, not from Ralph's.
Not from Ralph's. I go to Trader Joe's.
You could find okay, something. Come on now.
No, I can find something for sure. I mean, like, when I think groceries, I think meat. I don't know why.
Chicken Breast Nation.
No, I'm more so thinking steak. That's like that's the biggest thing I buy nowadays.
Yeah.
That I want discounts on.
Try.
I'm not buying them for Ralph's though.
You know what? Actually, in comparison to Vons and Ralph's, Ralph's has better steak.
I usually get it from Target.
Oh, he a bougie nigga.
I can't win.
You would be hella bougie if you went to Trader Joe's though.
I know. That's why, like, I need to be careful.
Trader Joe's got that expensive steak.
I gotta be careful.
I be getting my ribeyes for fucking $10. Don't judge me.
How much they usually be at Trader Joe's?
Like 20, 25. Yeah. I mean, it's not awful.
It's not bad, actually.
It's not awful, but I'm not looking to spend that much money on something I'm gonna eat once.
You're not wrong either.
Unless somebody else making it for me. See, I'm the type, I will drop $100 on a fucking meal.
If I spend $25 on a steak and you don't want to eat it once, I'm chopping it up and I'm putting that in a dish.
I mean, yeah, like...
Like, I just got this one last week.
Like, stir fry.
Okay. Like, okay, noodles. Where's this from?
Target.
Oh, shit.
You see that marble?
That marbling is not bad.
It's not bad, right?
It's not bad. It's not bad.
But I know it's better at Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
I just want to try it for taste purposes. I mean,
you know, Costco got that Wagyu.
I was about to say, you want to get real bougie. I'll be at Costco with it.
Me and Sierra, we keep talking about splitting a Costco card.
Nah, get one. That's why I'll be
absolutely.
At, that's for real. My mom has been a member since like 85.
It's like $75, like easy split.
My parents
for
used
the year.
My parents used to have Costco all the time, and they let it run out one year. Like, we don't go no more. I'm like, why?
Why?
Why is that?
Costco is one of my two favorite stores. Like, I could have a whole date at Costco.
I'm going to talk to her about it tomorrow.
Facts. And then the gas is cheaper at Costco.
You right on that too.
Gas too.
Because I know exactly where a gas station is on Lomita Boulevard.
But they are now, I think they're doing it now where you can only purchase things with like the Ralph's card. Only the person who has the Costco card can't make the purchase, so you can't share membership cards anymore.
That's for in the store, because I do that with gas and don't nobody do nothing.
Yeah,
there's no attendance.
Yeah, that's for Costco at least.
It's something to keep in mind still. Okay,
some yeah, like so if it's under Tierra's name, you just have to go with Tierra every time.
Yeah,
it's gonna be in mine. Well, because there's a Costco closer to me, so I'd be the one to go there more.
Shoot, Misha, let's take a group trip to Costco.
I'm down. When we get the card, I'm down.
Hey, my whole thing was if bro got points, You know what I'm saying? I could find a reason to spend some points. Well, if they it's just not even
like
there.
Points. It's like they give you gas points, but like it's not points with Ralph's.
If I can find out how to access them and know how like how much I actually have and where it can go, we can do something.
I think
we
it's
can
do just something coupons, with it. Though. Like, because they give you the money off.
Still do coupons?
Well, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
It's like, you know how they have on the tag? It's like, this is the Ralph's member price. That's what it does. It gives you the discount off of the item. So it's not necessarily points. They give you points on gas.
Ooh. Do those.
But stack. Shell, I think so.
If they stack, then that's all that matters.
I don't know. Damn, we've been talking like, a long ass time. We haven't gotten to
I just
this.
Got I got an Uber Pro card and it's like Ooh. A business debit. So I get
Uber
I get
Pro? Mm-hmm. Who are you?
Whoa. This nigga.
I get 3% back on gas now. Which I haven't been able to take advantage of because I just got it.
Yeah.
But.
Nah, that's crazy.
Nah, we going to make moves with them cards. But yo. What you saying about the, what were you talking about, CJ?
Oh, yeah. So today's topic. We are going to talk about. We're going to talk about platonic opposite gender relationships. Hey, yes.
You gotta be honest.
Here yeah. we go. Hey.
Well, here's the thing about it. Like, I had this revelation recently. Just cause, like, I saw a video today and it was fucking wild. I'm not gonna go into the details of it. I told y'all about it. But it's basically one of those things where it's like, if your opposite gender friend is saying this to you, they are not really your friend. They just waiting for you to give in to the chance to sleep with them or be with them.
What was the line?
So this girl texted her homeboys, why aren't we together? And screenshotted and put in the video their responses.
That's evil.
And so some of them were, some of those responses, girl, that ain't your friend. That is a nigga getting waiting to get his shot.
That is most of your guy friends.
Boy, if you don't get...
And here's the thing. As a woman...
Which is sad.
As a woman, it's super disheartening to, like, go through shit like that. At least for me, as somebody who really values, like, my platonic friendships. And, like, especially if, like, I see you truly platonically, to find out that, man, you just waiting to get a shot, that's fucking crazy.
Exactly.
It's like, damn, I ain't never really had a friend in the first place. You were just listening to me to hopefully make it easier to coax me into whatever.
Right.
Like, that shit don't make sense. And it's really disheartening. But I also think, like, the idea behind it is super misplaced. Because some people really don't think that... men and women, and I'm speaking purely in the binary because that is the world that I live in. I can't speak for the non-binary. I only speak in the binary because that's just where I live. So it's like there's still the misconception that men and women can't just be friends. Like all the time people think Freddie and I date, and it's like, no, this is my brother. No, that is not what this is about. Like, and we work together. Like, yeah, we're around each other all the time. Because we work together, we're most likely coming from an event.
Exactly.
A work event. So it's like.
Like, dude. Like, honestly, like, and I told you this. It's like, I don't have many platonic women friends, like, on a close level. And a lot of it is because I mind my business. And a lot of the times that gets me attention. Unintentionally.
Yeah.
Right. And so at that point, it's like, you're not trying to be friends anyway at that point.
Right.
It's like, you've already shown me your hand. It's like, oh, you find this attractive. And a lot of the times it'd be regular behavior. It's not anything overtly uber nice or extra like sexual. It's just common behavior. And people take that and make it more than it is. And it's like, I told you this the other day when we were leaving Nations, your event, when you were performing, I was like, I hadn't had a strictly platonic homegirl since my sister died. Like, it was homegirls that, like, had either made an attempt or said something or at least gave me an implication, like, something, blah, 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 and nothing ever happened. And it was like, cool, whatever, but you've always been like, that's the homie. And it was like, and it's always been like that. So that's why when we go out, it's always like we looking out for each other. It's never been anything other than that.
Exactly. And the same thing here. Like, it's very rare. That's rare for me too. And I came to this realization because, again, speaking in the binary, as you're growing up, this is for both men and women.
Right.
When we're boys and girls, we are told that anything the opposite gender does means that they like them. Like, oh, he's bullying you. Oh, he must like you. Oh, he held the door open for you. Oh, he must like you.
Right.
Oh, he tried to make you laugh. Oh, he must like you. You know?
Yep.
It's like anything that that person does, it's like you think romance first. And I think the reason I'm the way I am is because my mom was very strict, like, no, you're not dating in school. What's a boyfriend? No, not for you.
You're not dating till you marry.
Listen, if my mom could have it that way, she probably would.
Price to pay for salvation.
Hey, but because of that, and my mom's the type where if I even tried to do something without her knowing, she would find out. Mm. So it was no use trying to hide something.
Exactly.
There was no point. So
I had that parent.
Any guy that I met in school, like, what's good, bro? What's good, homie? Right,
church hug.
Right. Because, like, I couldn't date. So the point, what was the point of looking at any boy romantically when it would never go there because I couldn't date?
You preaching to the choir right now.
Like, so, you know, I look at men platonically. Yep. And when I meet them, like, if anything comes out of that mutually, sure.
Yep.
That's fine. Yep. But, like, I never lead with the romance idea. And I know sometimes it can be hard with guys, especially with guys like y'all. Because y'all are just nice. Y'all are kind people. Y'all are genuine people. You look out for the people around you, whether you know them or not.
Yep.
And that can be difficult sometimes because I've noticed, and I see it with y'all and other people, that kindness can be mistaken for flirtiness. And that shit happens to me too. Mm-hmm. Where I'm just being cool because I'm a nerd girl and because I'm in the nerd space and I meet other nerd guys, people think, oh, wow, we have this common interest. Oh, we get along on this point. I don't meet girls who are all into the same shit that I am.
Right.
Like, I want to date her. Bro, I'm just trying to be cool.
No, for real.
I'm just trying to be cool.
For real, it's like, I don't know if it's the same for you, Nation, just as a guy or as a man. And with the interactions, it's like, for me specifically on that level, same thing with you. I always had people that everybody knew my parents. So there was never a way for me to not even act out, but not even to even express that. So other people could see it, because that would always get back to your parents. And it's like not having the ability to have autonomy to where it's not like I'm watching you be an individual. It's like I kind of want to do that on my own. So it's like you don't even do it anyway. And again, I've gotten this comment from people who like observe my life, like from a distance, but kind of talk to me sporadically. It's like, you're always around these like very attractive women, whether it's CJ or just some of my homegirls. And it's like, truth be told, they're used to having guys in their face. And a lot of the times, because I've been conditioned to be reserved, a lot of that's like, why isn't he in my space? Not all of them, but a lot of girls respond that way. Like, why aren't you giving me attention like everybody else is? And that's contributed to the same thing we're talking about, like having a platonic friend where it's like, I'm just being respectful. I don't think you, as a person, would want to have somebody all up in your grill that you don't know like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, but you find that attractive for some reason.
Yeah. Honestly, and like, that's what I appreciate about y'all as well, because it's like, I'm not, when I go out sometimes, I'm not trying to be seen. Like, yes, I'm out. Obviously, you can see me. Right. I'm out and about. But, like, I'm not trying to be seen right. like that. I don't want to be looked at any type of way, or I just, frankly don't want to interact with some people. Also, I'm in a hermit mode right now. I'm not going nowhere for 3 months. My summer is inside. Sorry.
She did say that. She told us.
So, like, it's just one of those things where thank you for not being all up in my space.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's not, like, anything I want all the time. And I get upset sometimes because I meet some really cool people, really cool guys. And I always go in bro mode when I meet people, women or men. I'm always bro mode. And then when people try to take it out of bro mode, I'm like, no. Oh, no.
Nah, for real.
Oh, no. And it always starts in the DMs. And I'm like, no. Please. I wanted to keep it on bro mode. But now it can't be bro mode right. No more.
Yeah. And it's, so, like, and it's one thing because in order to have this conversation, you have to be self-aware. Like, if you were somebody that was actively doing that yourself, you'd have to be honest about that.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, that's not stuff that we're actively doing. Like, I know that I want to just be able to have a conversation with somebody. I don't just have hella homegirls that's like my best friend. I know women, just like I know Nation. I have guy friends too. It's like,
yes, they're equal.
Exactly. It's like, I'm not looking at it like, oh, I can get some out of this person, that person. Like, I'm around those people because they make me feel good, or we have something in common. We can have a conversation. It's never been nothing other than that. If I can get along with you as a person, then everything else will come along with that.
Right. But I talk to y'all about the same shit I talk to my homegirls about.
Exactly.
Maybe not everything, because right. There's certain things that y'all shouldn't hear out of my mouth. But
that's respect. Yeah.
But like, out of respect, but like, essentially, I tell y'all the same shit. There's no difference between my male friends and my female friends. Like on the level of friendship.
Right.
There's absolutely no difference. And I think that's where it gets tricky with some relationships, because also when you're dealing with a partner who has a lot of friendships with the opposite gender,
right,
that partner can like get jealous and whatnot. So it's also making sure there's security in your relationships.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Like, your romantic relationships. Because, right, like, not every guy is going to be cool with a girl having a bunch of niggas around her.
Hell no.
But it's like, but that comes with emotional maturity. Like, Tierra knows I'm cool. Like, if Tierra was sus about me, she would have said something and she would not like me hanging around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, if she, that's just fact. It's emotional maturity to know, right, like, this girl isn't a threat to my relationship. Once you feel like that person's a threat, then that other person needs to evaluate, okay, is this person only trying to use me to get with me?
Right.
And that's where, like, consulting with your partner comes in.
Right.
Because, again, if you're dealing with an emotionally mature person as your partner, they wouldn't have a problem with you being friends with the opposite gender, but they would have a problem if they felt like the intentions of that person was disingenuous.
Exactly.
Exactly that.
Exactly.
Because nobody knows a man better than a man, and nobody knows a woman better than a woman. So it's like, if I, as a woman, see that a female in my man's, like, in my fictional man's group is sus, that is because I see how that woman moves.
Exactly.
It's not just because she's a woman.
Exactly. You know what that is.
It's right.
Like, that's at the end of the day, it's what it is. Like, as a guy, you know, like, you don't even have to be that kind of person. You just know what that is when you see that.
Right.
Like, there's no other reason people do that. There's no other reason somebody would say that. There's no other reason you know what it is when you see it. It's literally that right there. Yeah, we got an issue. That I know exactly what you might not see it, but that right there, yeah, no, that's no, we got to nip that in the bud right now.
Absolutely,
we're gonna have an issue. Like, and so that's what it is. It's your instinct, intuition, whatever maturity. You call it. Yeah, it's like you emotionally mature. It's like if you can have that conversation with your, like, I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just saying,
right?
This look a little.
Yeah, and it's not even a lack of trust in your partner.
Yeah, That's more trust to say that. Like,
right. It's not like it's an issue because you think your partner is going to get with that friend. No, it's the influence of that friend. And how hard are they going to try?
Exactly.
Because you don't want people around you that's going to fuck with your relationship.
Exactly.
You want people that are going to support it if it's healthy.
Right.
Like, if it's a real friend and you in a toxic-ass relationship, granted, they're not going to try to sabotage, but they're going to tell you, like, bro, you need to get the fuck out of that. Exactly.
For real.
I ain't going to lie. My homie tried to do that with my last relationship, and I ain't listen.
Shout out to that homie for saying something. That's a real friend. People don't know. Like, friends ain't just supposed to be there when it's convenient.
Right.
If you take anything from any of the Deadpool movies, you better take what Colossus said. You're supposed to be there when it's tough.
Yeah.
That's a real friend. Those are the friends I look for.
Right.
Don't, when I'm emotional, I'm messing up, say something.
Right.
I'm in the wrong, say something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Call me out when it's hard, when I don't want to listen to you. I want those friends.
Yeah.
I'm open to that. Like, those are the people you want in your life.
Yeah.
Everybody don't like getting called out, apparently.
That. But it's also understand, like, but that's also where, like, a maturity of knowing the person you're dealing with. Like, if you're dealing with a very emotional person, and, like, they're either fucking up or they're in a situation or relationship that they shouldn't be in, they're pretty aware of it, but they're stuck, like, mentally, emotionally, physically.
Right.
All of that. Them crying is not the time to try to tell them, get the fuck up out of that. You need to tell them when they calm. You know, you need to call them the next day. Hey, friend, how you doing?
You gotta know your
audience. How you feeling today? Can I tell you something?
Is this the first time you've told them that?
No. Mm. No, but still, because they,
no, you're right.
Still, you want to tell them in a space where they can actually be receptive,
right,
of it, because if you continue to do it, when they're breaking down crying, they're going to think that you're picking on them. And that you're just not, they're going to think that you're not supportive because you're not handling them in the way that they need to be held.
Yeah, they'll take your words but feel emotion and not hear a single word.
Exactly.
Be so deep in the emotion that they're already feeling that it's just womp, 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 womp.
Charlie Brown's womp, teacher.
Womp, womp, womp.
You heard me, but you weren't listening.
Right. Right. And even like.
Ooh, that'd be hard with friends too, especially platonic, because the advice you may be giving them, they may try to think, oh, you trying to sabotage shit from me.
Boy, I tell you, one of my good homeboys, I tried, like, when when he was in a relationship and the girl didn't like me. Ooh. First of all, it was crazy because how you not like somebody that's 2,000 fucking miles away and you had never met in person? How are you intimidated by that?
Coast to coast.
What?
First of all.
What?
Like, but in that situation, I tried my very best to not, like, give a biased opinion. You know? You can't in those situations. Granted, like, he a smart nigga. So he's like, man, she did blah, 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 blah. I don't know about this. Yada, 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 yada. And I'm like, yeah, man, that shit crazy. That shit wild, but only co-signing him.
Wow.
I would love to say something, but this is his business, so I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it, but she did something crazy. And I'm like, bro, you really need to think about this. You really need to think about this.
You better than me. I'm not going to lie. I understand that there are moments that it's like you just want someone to listen to you.
Yeah.
But if you keep bringing something to me, and you keep opening my door, you didn't even knock.
Yeah. No, and it does have to get tough like that. You do have to get tough love on them like that. It's like, bro, I can't keep listening to you saying shit that you know is not right.
Because you wasting my time now.
Right.
And that's not even to be selfish. That's like, we should be using this time better.
Right. But at the same time, like, that's his girl. And I'm his friend. You got, like, you still have to respect that boundary of, like, I'm not your girl. I'm not trying to be your girl. That's your girl who wants to be your girl. And so, like, me as the friend, having an opinion on the relationship could turn back on me.
It definitely could.
Because, like, if she's in his ear saying she don't like me, she think, yeah, I'm trying to sabotage whatever. She don't fucking know me. But that could be whatever. I don't know what she was spewing at him. Granted, he didn't believe it. But imagine if he did internalize those thoughts and I said something negative about his relationship and he'll be like, oh, she was right. She is trying to sabotage my relationship. Man. Granted, gratefully, that it didn't happen because I didn't react that way. Because sometimes you just gotta let people come to their own conclusions and let them leave when they're ready to leave.
I was about to say, you want to be honest? You let that happen, then oh well.
Right. But like, again, that's my best homie.
No, I feel it.
So like, we cool. We still cool. And it's one of those things I have to tell him, like, you gotta. And that's the best part about platonic opposite gender relationships. You put each other on game. I said this episode two. It's like, you put each other on game. Mm-hmm. It's like, I tell him things that women want that he had no idea about. Like, how to approach somebody. And just, like, one thing that I had to do, and I had told him about, because he kept coming around the same type of people that just wasn't good for him. Because right. I was in the same space. I was attracting all the wrong niggas. All the wrong people that I do not need in this life. But you have to change something internally within yourself to then attract what you want. You have to become... Here's the thing, and I just said this to another friend like a couple days ago. You have to become the person that the person you want wants. Say you want a career person. You want somebody that is making their money in their career, you know, traveling, yeah. You have to become the person that that person wants. You can't continue to be who you are right now, working like, you know, working whatever dead end job when you are dealing with somebody that has this high of goals and aspirations. You need to be right there with them because the last thing they need is somebody to slow them down. So you need to bring yourself up to their level in order to even attract that type of person, or at least working your way up.
Y'all need to work on yourselves.
Truthfully.
Y'all need to just work on yourselves.
And get opposite gender friends because, like, it really is so quintessential.
Learn to be platonic.
Yeah.
Learn to be platonic.
I guess I shouldn't talk a lot because being platonic was easier for me because I used to be ugly. So, for me, it was just like, you know, I don't have a choice but to be platonic.
Right. Where nobody trying to mess with me.
Listen, ugly niggas, you know.
Right.
Nowadays, before I was in my relationship, I understood my power.
Right.
But it was easy at that point. But even then, like, I don't know. I don't like talking to a lot of people nowadays because it's always the same conversations. And usually it's like you want to vent, but you don't want solutions or you don't want to form or tell me a solution that you have. Mm-hmm. So it's like I think at the age I'm at the tender age of 29, that
young man.
I need them minutes.
I
need them minutes, yo. So let's be talking. Get it all out because I love to vent too.
Yeah,
like it's necessary. I vent to myself, but it's like it's definitely necessary to have that. But something probably to a fault that I do a lot, especially like with Tierra. If I vent about something, I'll be like, I know it's just in the moment. I've just got to get it out.
Yeah, it's like. It's so important. It's like, okay, before you get into it, do you want somebody to listen? Do you want solutions?
Ask that all the time.
You got to. Or even for yourself, just saying, before you vent, like, hey, I just need to get this out real quick. I'm not looking for much response. I kind of know I'll figure that out or come back to it another day.
And that's the emotional intelligence we're talking about.
Right. Because I do that all the time where it's like, for me, it's more like, am I fucking crazy? Yep. I do that with y'all all the time. Especially like dealing with, because again, I'm kind of not surrounded by men like in that way.
Woo.
But I have, yo, nobody's mind. Y'all have been getting on me today's episode.
Boy.
But like, I have a lot of male friendships or like I've been going through a lot. And I've been going through a lot in general. Y'all need to shut the fuck up. These niggas laughing at me.
Hello, dark.
That's as much as we can play.
Anyway.
See, this is what happens when you can have platonic friends.
Yo.
You can just have a good old time.
There's something wrong with them for real.
Wrong with me? Wrong with it's you? The game.
There's something wrong with them for real.
Y'all keep taking my words and making them mean things that they not.
I don't know how you going to keep saying
That's an awfully hot coffee pot.
Whoa, where did Eminem come from?
Eminem for real?
That's an awfully hot coffee pot. Hey,
go and put that on the table, bro. The potluck is next week. Jeez.
Get Marshall up out of here.
Yo. But, damn, I don't know.
Slim Shady.
This is the beauty of platonic friendship. Oh, y'all need to work to get this.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Stop being horny. Start being genuine and live your life. Work on yourself. Get better. When you start working on yourself and you just get zoned into that, you'll find things that happen all by themselves.
Absolutely. Right. Because it's like, don't go into every opposite gender interaction thinking romantically, because that's what a lot of people do.
I can't even do it. It feel weird to me.
Yeah, that's
like
creepy.
Even if when I was single, like I felt like that would be creepy if I did that.
Right.
Women do that a lot.
It's like
I've noticed.
I don't ever want to feel like I'm pressing or being too much or like
y'all deal with. We know y'all deal with a lot.
Don't even want to be giving you a high five. Like
exactly. Like we know y'all deal with a lot of societal pressure, especially when it comes to going outside and dealing with dudes. So it's like trying to be the least creepy.
It actually makes you the most attractive.
That
which is fucking backwards. Not backwards, but like again, like you said earlier, just showing a little human decency just makes it.
Bro,
I kind of get it though, because it's so unusual to
right,
see
that's
nowadays.
Unusual now.
When I tell you the LA dating pool is shit, it's pissed. I heard this in like a live show. I heard this on a live show expressed like this. Like, yeah, the dating pool is full of piss, but do you recognize like you're staying in the pool to piss and not getting out when you got to use the bathroom?
Get out. Get out of the pool.
You see it turning blue.
This is Adult Swim.
Yeah.
And y'all a bunch of kids, the way y'all be acting sometimes.
Yeah.
Adult Swim.
Nah, for real. And it's like, the dating pool is piss. For sure. 100%. It's bad. And like, so with women sometimes, not all, of course, not all. But sometimes we look at men who treat us any interaction, it goes on one side of the line. You got this line, right? It's like, if it's a positive interaction, oh, he could be a cool romantic interest.
Damn.
If it's a negative interaction, I could not date this nigga. But you realize it's not like I can't interact with this nigga friends. It automatically goes into romantic.
Yep.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I told y'all a story a couple weeks ago, I think, of someone who was trying to holler at me on set, pretty much. After we had a really random conversation, I wasn't even the only one there, but it's like I remember she was saying certain stuff of life, like, oh, it's crazy you think that way, like in terms of like how I thought about stuff we were talking about, like as a man.
Mm-hmm.
then the next day it's in the DMs.
Yeah. And it's the thing, and I don't want y'all and people like, and men like these gentlemen right here, I don't want y'all to feel like y'all don't like continue have to not be yourselves. If you are genuinely a kind person and love to interact with people and just look out for people, even the ones you don't know, don't feel like you have to strip that part of yourself away just to like not come off as flirtatious with women and whatnot. Women, that's up to us to do the work and stop looking at these men for more than what they're giving.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna be myself. I'm just not gonna talk to nobody.
I mean, I've been dealing with that my whole life. It's kind of just like, I mean, I understand why that response is like that. Like, it's not like I take advantage of that, like, you know, like, ooh, yeah, like, I'm not doing that maliciously. It's like, I understand that response. And a lot of the times, I'll kind of curb that.
Yeah.
Like, I know what you mean for this to be. Like,
it's not really that. You just appreciative. I get it. You know right. what I mean? So it's like, at the same time, like, it's like I understand the response. I'm still going to be me. It's just yeah. like, I would hope that you take that interaction and go, okay, I like that kind of behavior. I'm going to go look for that in somebody else.
Right.
That's what I'm hoping you do with
right.
that.
Right. Take it as a learning lesson that people like me exist, but don't come for me.
Right. It's like, you can still
or at least, you know, wait till next time, you know? Not for me, obviously.
I'm just, nah, this right, right. He's
like, not right now, but you know,
get
like,
your ass beat. I mean, and I'm going to record it.
Listen, I'm right there. Like, who are you Juju, trying to touch?
Juju going
to
be barking that
he shit. He is unavailable.
Why is happening?
He is unavailable.
We're going to make a whole production around it.
I'm not even my man, but it's still like, and I respect his girlfriend and his relationship. So it's like, nah, don't talk to him.
We're going
to
make a whole production of it and put it on Tubi.
CJ going to be in the back like,
and put it on Tubi.
Whoop on that's what her. We gonna do. Whoop her
whoop
ass.
That trick.
Whoop her ass.
Whoop that trick.
Whoop that trick. Whoop.
But not, I
be like, don't worry, girl, I got the gun. Don't worry.
Okay, maybe not all that. I
got the chopper in the
car. I got the kunai.
I don't even know if you noticed.
I got my Zanpakuto in the car.
I'm dead.
I really do.
That event we had both went to, I was extremely uncomfortable.
The Independence Day one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, in settings where I don't know people, or even if I do, but I don't really know you, or if I really just know you from IG, like, it's hard for me to move.
I was hella uncomfortable at that event, too.
And it wasn't because no one was giving off no bad vibes. It wasn't like everyone was dope in there, like 100%. It was me. I'm socially awkward to a T. That's why, like, when we were interacting, like, I was chilling.
Right.
And it was hot. Yeah,
I go like,
it was hot too. But it was more so like, I'm socially awkward to a T when it comes to like new environments, unless like I'm playing a character.
Yeah.
Like at Comic-Con, I was Bane the whole time. Right. Or Agent Nova. So I'm in character mode. So I'm having fun, but it's like it's not the same.
Yeah.
Like the day when we was just walking around the jackets, I wasn't talking that much. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. No, I feel you. I was like kinda awkward in that too, because like after you left when I tell you I was in my
that's
own
funny
little
for a different
world,
reason.
I was literally in my own little world. And, like, this is the shit that I be talking about. And granted, like, everybody that I met at that event was really dope. Like, mm-hmm. they were cool people. And, like, I mainly talk to guys. But, like, honestly, the environment I grew up in, I'm more comfortable talking to guys than I am talking to women. Which is why I am also, like, disheartened when people try to go out of the friend zone. Mm-hmm. Because it's just like, oh, no.
Hi,
my nigga, no.
High key though.
But like that was my environment. I was always, I think I said this in like the first episode, I was always like one of the only girls in a group of guys. So that's my comfort, because I can talk nigga shit, and now I can't talk nigga shit with a lot of women. And like that's fine. Like that's fine.
Bruh.
But
who is this?
But at that event, it's like I was literally just dancing and like vibing with myself, and then people approached me. Cause like, damn, you really just kicking it with yourself. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then like we talk anime and shit. I'm like, okay.
My travel buddy left.
Right. Like, okay. Everybody wants to come talk to me now.
One thing you know Nation gonna do.
He gonna go home.
Or he gonna go home.
This nigga got a bad time.
He gonna leave.
He got a bad time. Nah. That's for fucking sure.
That is crazy that you say that. It's like, it's the exact opposite for me. Like, I was always, my family was just all women. So it was just like, that was the only thing I was around.
Well, I come from an all women family too, but like, my school environments and even like my outside of school activities. Like, I was in orchestra, but like, I was one of the only girls in the cello section.
Same. Choir. So, one of the only dudes.
Like, yeah. So it's like, I feel like I relate more to men than I do women. Mm. That is nothing against women. I do value, like, women friendships. Absolutely. For me, they come few and far between for various reasons. So I really do value them. But it's, like, one of those things where that, like, y'all in my comfort zone.
Right.
A serious note. Y'all in my comfort zone. I can be weird with y'all.
Man.
I can be hella. Y'all don't know the shit that I do. I am weird as fuck around these two.
Yeah.
I'm still working on that. I just introduced Tierra to me lip syncing in the car. Like full out.
I love it.
I ain't never did that though.
I love that.
Nice. It was like I was telling y'all that I don't know if it was on the phone or last time it was in person, but like I love that the people I have in my life right now, I can be my 100% self around.
Yeah.
Thanks. It's a world of a difference.
Yeah. And it's one of those things, I do get awkward in like spaces that are non-anime, non-nerd related. Mm. As a woman, especially in like meeting like other women in other environments, like just like the Black LA social scene, I feel very awkward because it's like not all women are into it. Like as right. more popular as it is, there's yeah. still not a lot of women that are into anime.
Yeah.
So there are not that many women I can geek out with. There's one of my homegirls shot her short film last month. We nerd out on metal music. So like I really fuck with her on that. And that's just like a piece of home to me to go back to like my teen years and childhood and whatnot, because like that's like fucking rocks.
Right.
But like when it comes to some like female friendships that I have that I can't fully nerd out in, not saying I don't value them any less, but I do like part of me does feel a little awkward because anime is just such a huge part of my life.
Right.
I feel that's the other part too for me. A lot of time is like I either don't want to talk about nothing or I want to talk about professional wrestling like in a public setting. I don't have nothing to talk to nobody about.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'd be feeling like I'd be forcing conversation, like it's if like, I did try.
So did you hear about that Titanic submarine? Like, you really be shit like that?
That's crazy.
Hey, CM Punk came back to AEW.
We said it again?
Oh, you didn't know about? Oh, my bad. Well, let me go over here. Like, that's how it'll be.
See, that is crazy because I grew up, like, going back to what you were saying with, like, I grew up around all women, and it wasn't like I related. It just made it easier to figure out how to talk to them. Mm-hmm. Like, being around so many different kinds, it was like I picked up on, like, rhythm of conversation.
Right? Yeah.
And it just made it easier. And it was always easier to talk to women as a boy, because it was like I didn't have no negative intentions with them. It was just like I grew up as a kid that I didn't think girls had cooties, but it was like, I wasn't overly sexualized as a kid. So it was like girls was the homies. Right. I just knew how to talk to them, like, because I hung out with them. But hanging out with guys, everybody was competitive. So it was like me being able to talk to girls at an earlier age than most dudes got me in trouble, because it was like, why they want to talk to you and they don't talk to us? I'm like, those are my homegirls. I'm not trying to, I don't even care about none of that. I'm like 10, y'all like 15, and y'all don't know how to talk to girls.
Yeah.
And so when you get older, and going into what you two were just talking about, remind me the last thing that you said. I want to make sure I get this right.
Oh, talking, wanting to bring up professional wrestling in public settings?
Yes. It's like going into professional settings, it's like that also works because I can go talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. But the societal like places that I was in with my parents, I had to be like well-rounded. So I think that's interesting. Yeah, y'all perspectives is like, you need like X, Y, and Z, or like something very specific. And I always had to like, you need to be able to converse with people in different boom, 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 booms. Like, and I was always in those environments. So I had to pick up bits and pieces to be able to have different conversations. If it was like stuff I'm interested in, or like high, like news, or like stocks, or this kind of stuff. So I think that's interesting.
I was the same way, actually. I had to, because I went with my mom everywhere. My mom's a professional musician. So I went with her on gigs, and I grew up around adults. So I was the same way, but as I became my own person, I became more and more introverted.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great way to put it.
I increasingly went inward.
Because I can flip now, it on if I want to most of the time. I just most of the time don't.
Yeah, I don't want to, because for me it feels like performing.
Gotcha.
Because that's what it was when I had to be in those spaces. I was performing. I had to put on the child of my mom, because I was called this very specific name. I was Lil Her.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah,
I like
yeah.
So it's like I had to uphold my mom's reputation
yep.
through her.
Yeah.
And like put on face. So yep. I was performing. And so now I'm just don't want to perform anymore.
No, definitely.
And so I've just increasingly became more introverted.
Yeah.
And only choose to like and I only choose the spaces I don't want to be in now.
Yeah. That's literally how it was. I was little Fred on his Fred's son.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. And it was like for me now, it's like when I have to go into those social settings where it's like it's not necessarily tailored to what I like, I kind of look at it like a ride. It's like when I step into that, it's kind of like I'm going to go a whole bunch of different places. And it's like, okay, let me see where this stuff's going to go tonight. And again, it's kind of like every time we go out, I'm still me. But yeah. It's like I'm bouncing off of that. And it's like, okay, how can I not necessarily dictate the conversation, but how can I make this beneficial like,
yeah.
or just an interesting conversation. Like, I don't want it to be dry. Like, you got to be active in it.
Right.
Right. You
exactly.
get what you get. You get what you give. So it's yeah. like anytime I'm in those social settings, that's not necessarily dictated to me. It did start like that because it was your so-and-so's son.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You're the child of blah, blah, blah. Ah, yes. Ha, ha. Yeah. Very posh, posh father. Yes, mother.
mm-hmm.
Right. Like. It's like, I'm doing good in school. Yes, thank you. No drugs, no liquor, no alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No tattoos. Yes. I don't curse. None of that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, just with that being the case, I totally understand growing up and having that expectation in social settings of being, you know, straight-laced,
yeah.
proper son, proper daughter, you know?
Yeah.
Very, you know, top of the line, snobby child. Very, your parents can be proud of you anywhere, anytime. You can never mess up, no mistakes, all of that. So, you know, I totally understand that part.
Nah. Yeah. No, definitely a whirlwind. And just like, also like the adult platonic. I mean, there's no other choice but to be adult platonic when you're doing it as a child.
Yes.
But you know, it's just like even interacting with
yes.
It's late. Fucking game.
We appreciate our studio audience for coming out once again, taking the time to listen to another episode of the Nerd Perspective Podcast, man. We want to thank each and every one of you for driving out.
Man.
All the way out to the beautiful city of Lakewood, California.
Shout out to TKK Radio.
Always. Yes, sir. Atlanta.
Shout
we
out to
High
here. Off ECP Productions.
Hell no, yeah. We appreciate you, Elena.
You know what I mean?
Always. That's the homegirl. Yeah, I'm going to. This nigga cut me off. He's like, okay, you need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, we are wrapping up right now.
You're going to stop saying what you were about to say, and we're going
to
leave.
Man, we
want to go to sleep.
Everybody for tuning in to every episode, man. Thank you for all the support that we get.
Get ready to pay up,
man. That Patreon is coming. Set that direct deposit up.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Not okay.
Yeah, boy.
You know what I mean? But we're gonna get ready to head on out of here, man. This has been YFT. You know what I mean? It's been another episode of The Nerd Perspective. I'm Freddie P.
I'm your girl, CJ.
I am Mission.
This is a delirious ass episode, but we appreciate y'all. Peace out.
Go sick, boy. All we had to do was follow the damn train, DJ.